Hi, and welcome to the Supreme TV podcast. Some great news. I love great news. Happy news. Not more terrible disease news. Vitamin D. So inexpensive, anybody can afford it. There's a condition called scarpopenia, gradual muscle loss as people get older. It starts at different ages, sometimes it'll even start in the early 60s, and eventually leads to frailty and falls, a big problem. Well, a new study showed, it was an animal study, but certainly it's pertinent for humans. Vitamin D cellular communication was related to smaller, less efficient muscles. Something so simple. Now we've known for a long time that vitamin D might be related to osteoporosis, but we didn't make the muscle connection. So what's my simple suggestion? Get your blood vitamin D checked. You can do it with an enlightened physician, or there are even sites that will send you a kit. The Vitamin D Foundation will send you a kit. You can do a finger prick and test your vitamin D levels. Now, interpretation, another big issue. I read some review articles and epidemiological studies that show very low instance of vitamin D overdose problems. There are more visits to emergency rooms from Tylenol, poison liver, than vitamin D. In fact, you know, one of my nutrition secrets, I try and have it not be a secret, I learned it from the Vitamin D Foundation, is whenever I think I'm going to get sick, which is almost never, I'll take vitamin D at 50,000 units for 3 days with a little colloidal silver, and it always works. I never get sick. Is it placebo? I don't think so. So let's get back to the vitamin D. So people will say, well, it's summertime and I need the vitamin D. You make vitamin D from sunshine. Not necessarily with lots of sunscreen. Also, you need full body exposure for at least 40 minutes, half hour. This nonsense, oh, I just get 10 minutes of sun and I'll make a lot of vitamin D. Not necessarily so. So it's possible that our focus on sunscreens, which I think are valuable, even though very few people know that sulforaphane, broccoli seed, is an internal sunscreen, especially with UV and UVA protection. Remember, melanomas, skin cancer, they're two types, but the really bad one occurs where the sun doesn't shine. How interesting. So, avoiding scarpopenia, resistance exercises, that's it. Do those exercises on a daily basis. And this was another very interesting finding. Senescent cells, as I've spoken before, senescent cells are these zombie cells that accumulate in the body. They, at early ages, have some function, but at older ages can cause all sorts of problems. They're like the relative who just visits you and doesn't leave and eats all your food, makes a mess. How do you get rid of senescent cells? There's some research on green tea. And quercetin. Quercetin is a flavonoid found in different fruits and vegetables. In fact, Life Extension has a product called Synolytics. Synolytics is considered the science of getting rid of senescent cells. Well, it tied into osteoporosis. And in research, animal research, it showed that clearing senescent cells could improve bone health. It's a horrible situation when an old individual falls, breaks a bone, breaks a hip, is out of commission, doesn't heal as well as a younger person. So avoiding falls is so important. And watching YouTube videos or websites that support balance work, if you're working with a trainer, such as myself, we work on Tai Chi exercises and balance beam exercises to get that balance working on your core, your abdomen, and your hips. And exercise will provide a stable foundation so you don't fall. Your foot might get caught or whatever, but you don't fall. So the mythology, again, let me get into the mythology of bone density testing. I think like most testing, it has some strength and weaknesses. And it doesn't necessarily measure bone strength. And I've seen people with low bone density have strong bones. So don't make the assumption that as you get older, forget this calcium nonsense. It's not the calcium, it's the magnesium, it's the vitamin D. It's occasional caloric restriction, eating as late as possible is one way of doing it, eating the night before and not consuming any food until later in the day, having a fasting day, one or two fasting days. There's lots and lots and lots of information on intermittent fasting. So the idea is make a commitment and change that mindset. I wake up every morning and I'm growing younger, not older. I work at it. It takes lots and lots of commitment. Eating right, choosing the right foods, committing to the exercise, committing to stress management. What do I mean by stress management? Everyone's giving stress management advice. Stress is not bad. It's how you cope with it. It's your perspective, how you look at it, and putting the important things first. What really matters? What's going to matter looking back 5 years from now? Things that we put so much attention on that are really not that important. And then what happens? People wait till there's a crisis, a health crisis, and then they evaluate. Why not evaluate why you're healthy? And I hope you are healthy. And my goal in presenting this information and working with clients is to help you obtain a state of wellness. Wellness is not necessarily not being sick. Well, why should I go to a doctor? I don't feel anything. Well, I feel good. Well, you might be right. It might be not such a great thing to go to a disease-trained doctor. Yes, if you're not feeling well and you're getting symptoms and you get a good diagnostician that can find something that medicine has an answer to, certainly. Appropriate use of medication, of course, is important. You know, my favorite story I keep relating is Jacqueline. Jacqueline was one of my role models. An older generation might know of him. He did all sorts of amazing things pulling boats and just endurance things that were just absolutely incredible. And up until his 90s, I saw him a couple times. He was in great shape. He did a Jack Lane juicing commercials. Well, he had surgery. He decided to go into for some heart surgery on something he had since childhood, a heart valve, have it replaced, and wound up with pneumonia after leaving the hospital. His wife urged him to get some antibiotic treatment. And he said, no, I'll cure it naturally. And didn't work. So there's an appropriate use for medical treatment. So the message of this podcast is vitamin D. And make sure, again, the interpretation is so, so, so important. As I said earlier in the podcast, lots of practitioners, traditional practitioners, will say, well, you know, I'm really vitamin D deficient. It's around 30, 35. You're not really deficient until you get into the 20s. My personal goal and my suggestion is, and again, do your homework. Is an optimal level might be somewhere around 60 to 80. Optimal. We're looking for optimal. We're looking, not looking for just get by. How much you want in your bank account? A just get by? I use that model as a wellness model. How much is in your health bank account? Because you never know when you might have to make some withdrawals. Things happen. And you don't want your health bank account being overdrawn. The consequences are a lot more than just what you would get from a normal financial bank account. So I hope you've learned something today that's practical that you can use. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe so you can get the latest daily updates. As I said, I read through dozens and dozens of studies on a daily basis. Subscribe to lots and lots of health blogs, watch videos, watch news releases, so you can get the latest and most valuable health information. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.